This year, the state placed greater emphasis on grammar, punctuation, and spelling, basic components of what most people would consider writing. But that extra focus is part of what tanked this year's writing grades. Rose Collins, a grandparent of a student in Orange County, says she can't figure out what the fuss is about.
Unless I'm oversimplifying what I'm hearing, that basically the changes are they're just paying attention to spelling, punctuation, and grammar. And to me, I'm just thinking as a comment that when I went to school, that was basic functioning of learning to write in a sentence, so it really shouldn't be an issue for them to be able to complete that anyway.
But apparently it is that hard, because 70% of students who took this year's writing test failed it. Education officials say prior to this year's focus on basic writing conventions, like spelling and grammar, the state had taken a more holistic approach to writing, which meant focusing more on the ideas rather than the execution. Sabrina M. Allen has been teaching for about 15 years in the Big Bend.
And, you know, you use a holistic approach when you don't know how to teach writing. Subjective.
On the old writing test, students were expected to produce something that looked like a rough draft, but the new test requires a more polished look. Prior to the state raising the bar on the test, about 80% of kids were passing it. The State Board of Education held an emergency conference call to lower the passing score on the exam from a 4 to a 3. But even that move caught flack from some who viewed the change as a retreat from higher standards. But State Education Commissioner Gerard Robinson says the lowering of the passing score is not a sign that the state is backing down.
I wouldn't describe it as eating crow. I've decided as a process. We took a look at the fact that there was some lack of communication on our part to really prepare teachers and educators for the kind of impact that it would have. And I see this today as an action that favors an accountability system that's strong, but at the same time identifies that holding students to higher standards is important. This in no way was lowering standards as much as calibrating for some changes that needed to take place.
The fall off in the scores also has sparked a blame game. Many teachers complain the changes were never communicated well from the state. Others wonder what the teachers were teaching if it wasn't grammar, punctuation, and spelling. Again, Commissioner Robinson.
There was a point in American curriculum history where grammar was a part of the curriculum. For a host of reasons, we moved from grammar to English language arts or learning, for a whole set of reasons. Many adults say that they're better writers now than many of our children because of the shift from grammar.
It used to be that grammar was taught by itself, but now it's part of a wider language arts curriculum. Other concerns over this year's FCAT writing test include the amount of time students were given to complete it. Many people said the 45 minutes allocated wasn't enough time to complete a rough draft and a finished product. Shortly after the release of the preliminary writing scores, opponents to standardized testing were already highlighting the drop-off as an example of why such tests don't work. Democratic State Representative Ron Saunders says these results should be a wake-up call to parents and education officials.
I think as a parent, I'd be very concerned that my kid's not getting a good education. I want him to learn more than just how to take a test. I want him to learn all the basic skills he's going to need to be a good college student and a good member of society. So I think that misuse of the FCAT is a serious problem for all of us that are parents and all those that care about our education system in the state of Florida.
The Florida Department of Education is launching an investigation into what went wrong with this year's FCAT writing test, and it says that school districts won't be penalized for the drop in writing scores. Florida has been widely credited with boosting student achievement at the K-12 level, but despite that success, colleges and universities continue to complain that students aren't prepared for the coursework in higher education. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.